I saw nothing. They were not in the compound, of course. There had not yet been time for them to snowshoe back. But when they had not appeared an hour later, I began having trouble concentrating on the reanimation of Bowman's. That started with repeated hot baths, both to warm his flesh and to cleanse him. I did not get to see the preliminaries. The lady kept me with her. She did not look in till the Taken were ready for the final quickening, and that was unimpressive. The lady made a few gestures around Bowman's, who looked pretty moth-eaten, and said a few words in a language I did not understand. Why do sorcerers always use languages nobody understands? Even Goblin and One-Eye do it. Each has confided that he cannot follow the tongue the other uses. Maybe they make it up? Her words worked. That old wreck came to life, grittily determined to push forward against a savage wind. He marched 3 steps before registering his altered circumstances. He froze. He turned slowly, face collapsing into despair. His gaze locked on the lady. Maybe 2 minutes passed. Then he looked the rest of us over and considered his surroundings.
"You explain, Croker."
"Does he speak?"
"Forsberger hasn't changed."
I faced Bowman's, a legend come to life. "I am Croker, a military physician by profession. You are Bowman's."
"His name is Seth Chalk, Croker. Let us establish that immediately."
"You are Bowman's, whose true name may be Seth Chalk, a sorcerer of ore. Nearly a century has passed since you attempted to contact the lady."
"Give him the whole story."
The lady used a Jewel City's dialect, likely to be outside Bowman's capacity. I talked till I was hoarse. The rise of the lady's empire, the threat defeated at the Battle of Charm, the threat defeated at Juniper, the present threat. He said not a word in all that time. Not once did I see in him the fat, almost obsequious shopkeeper of the story. His first words were, "So, I did not entirely fail." He faced the lady. "And you remain tainted by the light, not Ardath." He faced me again. "You will take me to the White Rose as soon as I have eaten." Nary a protest from the lady. He ate like a fat little shopkeeper. The lady herself helped me back into my wet winter coat. "Don't dawdle," she cautioned. Hardly had we departed when Bowman's seemed to diminish. He said, "I'm too old. Don't let that back there fool you. An act. Going to play with the big boys, you have to act. What'll I do? 100 years. Less than a week to redeem myself. How will I get a handle on things that quickly? The only principal I know is the lady." "Why did you think she was Ardath? Why not one of the other sisters?"
"There was more than one."
4. I named them. "From your papers, I've established that Soulcatcher was the one named Dorothea."
"My papers?"
"So-called, because the story of you wakening the lady was prominent among them. It's always been assumed, until a few days ago, that you assembled them and your wife carried them away when she thought you had died."
Bears investigated.